This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson.
Ground control to Major Tom. Lock your Soyuz hatch and put your helmet on.
This is a recent cover of David Bowie's 45-year-old song, Space Oddity. And it got something like 20 million views on YouTube. Not because of Chris Hadfield's voice, which isn't bad at all for an astronaut, but because Commander Hadfield was singing the song in space aboard the International Space Station.
It is a blending of science fiction and science fact. It's a blending of science and art. And that, I think, is what really got everybody's attention.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
Social media has changed life in space. There are videos to shoot, tweets to write. Hadfield has to answer everybody's questions from space, like the classic, how do you go to the bathroom?
When you're watching any movie, hardly ever do the actors in a TV show or a movie go to the bathroom or sleep. On Star Trek, they were never weightless and everyone was always on the same sleep shift. And, you know, they have to simplify things to fit it into a half hour. But in the reality of things, when you're actually living in weightlessness, you know, the practicalities of it. But with the practicalities come the real insights. You know, how do fluids behave? How does fire behave? When I lived on the space station for almost half a year, I really tried to resolve to show people and to try and answer those questions.
Techmi from B-Town, Ontario asked, is it challenging to brush your teeth in space without getting toothpaste up your nose from weightlessness? Well, let's talk about how to brush your teeth in space.
I had a long phone call back and forth with I guess I can call him Bill Shatner now, with Bill Shatner. So we had a long conversation, and it was really interesting. He wasn't interested in talking about things that happened 40 years ago on TV. He was interested in what's going on, what's happening on station, where are we headed next, what's the purpose of it, what's the actual experience like. And then I've been in contact with him several times since. So that was a real treat to get to know someone who had been a childhood hero for me.
And he hasn't totally given up on the Star Trek dream. Even now, he's thinking about starship fuel, dilithium crystals.
What that is inherently is an unlimited, non-polluting energy source. That would, I would love for us, for our cleverest scientists and boffins to get to the point where we figure out how to truly unleash the power that exists in every single atom that was put there through the incredible processes in an exploding star somewhere that made all of our complex elements. If we could somehow controllably release that in a lot of science fiction, there's just the assumption all of the things that come from a power source like that are available, and it would change so many things.
Here am I, floating in my tin can, a last glimpse of the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing left to do.
That was the Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield. I'm Kurt Anderson. In today's hour of Studio 360, we're looking at how science fiction inspires real scientists and the world they shape.